Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Glory be to God in the highest. I believe, God, that in the next few minutes, some strange things will begin to happen in the name of Jesus. What makes him so confident? See, that's where you make the mistake. The Bible says where two or three of us are gathered in his name. Who is present there? Okay, now some are not sure. I want somebody who is sure. Come on, talk to me. It says there Jesus is gathered along with them. Now, if you don't know the implication of that, the Bible says everywhere he manifested, everywhere he went, demons gave way. Bodies were healed. People were delivered. So everywhere he went, he was doing good. You know how the good was described? He was undoing every work of the devil. So here this morning, in the next few minutes, some works of the devil will be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. I mean destroyed. Hallelujah. You say why? I say he's here. It's to the extent that we respect him and take him at his word that we see his power. He's here. That's why we don't need to call out a healing. Receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. You see, his presence is a healing presence. It's a delivering presence. It's a providing presence. It's a sustaining presence. That's why everywhere he appeared, every work of the devil is taken care of. Because the anointing destroys the yoke. Hallelujah. You know, there are scriptures that we get used to. See, one of the most dangerous things that the devil uses against man, take things for granted. Take your son for granted. Take your wife for granted. Take your husband for granted. Take your teacher for granted. Take your boss for granted. The truth is that you will lose. Take God for granted. When you begin to take someone or something for granted, you become totally insensitive to that thing or to that person. There's this scripture that we share often. The same spirit. He's so common now that it doesn't mean anything to us. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm saying. You know what Paul said? He says, look, for everyone who is born again, you are baptized into the same spirit with him. Paul was now talking, I think it's Romans 8. He said, if the same spirit that raised Christ is the reason you are born again. Come on. I feel the fire already. You see what he does when you meditate on the word? If that same spirit is in you, how come your case is different from Jesus's? If the same spirit dwells in me, he will quicken my mortal body. Do you know that if you begin to meditate on that, you don't need man to lay hands on you? You will see miracle. But it's so common because we say it all the time, say it doesn't have any power. But for some other person, I feel the fire. So if there's a prayer, one needs to pray much more. God deliver me from taking him for granted. Deliver me from taking you for granted. Because when you don't take him for granted, you don't take his word for granted. You won't take his presence for granted. You won't take his spirit for granted. Come on, is somebody hearing me? The same spirit. Paul said, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of you, then of a necessity he will quicken your mortal bodies. So if the reason you are regenerated is the fact that the Spirit of God has come into you, then it can heal your body. It can fight your battles. The same spirit, if you could not hold him in death, he can't hold you in sickness. He can't hold you in death. He can't hold you in anything of the devil. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. You cannot be stranded. The same spirit. The same. The only way you'll be conquered when you know this truth is if Jesus could be kept dead and never resurrected. But he resurrected. You are coming out in the name of Jesus. Your amen is too weak for me. Let me hear a victorious amen. What do you think is the difference between the Christian and the non-Christian? Let me tell you what is the same. What is the same is that God is merciful to both of them. That's why they're both alive. Okay? God is merciful to both of them. That's why he's successful in his work. But what's the difference between both of them? Yes. But I would say grace works for them too. You say how? Otherwise, the devil would have killed them, but God, it's God's grace that he won't allow the devil to kill them because he knows that if he kills them, they'll go to hell. So the fact that they're alive is still God's grace working for them. Say, what grace? Saving grace. Keeping them for that day that they will give their lives. And it's that grace that will make them have an understanding of what will be said on that day that they will give their lives. So I would still say grace is for them. Maybe you call it saving grace. Yeah. So what's the difference? Thank you. The difference is that one carries God on the inside. The other is yet to understand that. But you see, you'll be challenging. You say, hey, is it not the same God? Look at me. I know you shame me. They are not the same. One carries God on the inside. One does not. For one, when Jesus would point his finger at that point before they give their lives, you see, you have your father, the devil. For one, you say, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. That's the difference. It's like the difference between night and day. Only that you don't see because it's not that evident in the physical. You only need to step into the spirit. You say, these are two different people. Completely different. And so don't be deceived that people come to church, they don't give their lives. God knows his own. But I thank God because when we gather, we are the children of God. And come on. If anybody comes in that's yet to get born again, it's because the day of salvation has come. And so we minister and we invite them. And they come and they give their lives. Glory be to God in the highest. So what I'm saying in effect is this. You carry God on the inside. Did you hear me? You carry the Creator on the inside. If you look at it that way, what do you lack that needs to be created? That can't be created. Better leave that until later. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus is Lord. Amen. Someone called me recently, going through a lot of problems with some other person because certain things brought them together. And after talking, I said, can I be frank with you? It is true that that person is behaving like a devil's agent, which is true. But my concern is this, is getting you worked up all the time. There's no doubt that that person is sent of the devil. But you are getting worked up all the time. You are not of the devil, you are of God. You should be walking and enjoying the blessings of God. But this agent of the devil has successfully distracted you that you are sad most of the time. That you are even getting oppressed and depressed. So my concern is that you are being distracted. So what are you saying, Pastor? I said, get over it quickly. You can't change her. She's of her father, the devil. She's manifesting the grace of her father. The grace of the devil is wickedness. stealing, killing, and destroying. They will never rejoice with progress. They always want people cut down. They always want the end of man to be hell. So he's on, he or she is on a mission. But you are on a mission too. Don't let their mission color your mission. Come on. So what do? I will rejoice. What do? I will shout. Why? Because I know, because of the covenant in the name of Jesus and in the blood of Jesus, that I operate. It's not a matter of if, it is when. When it comes to what God has done, all that pertains to godliness, to life and godliness, he has concluded it on my behalf. So it's not if, no. In my lifetime, it is when, because they will come to pass. In the name of Jesus. And because I have this blessed hope in me, I know fully well that they will not just come to pass, I will end well. You say, where? Because we end up in the bosom of our Lord Jesus Christ. So there's a hope, there's a living hope. So it makes me joyful. And because you have you've assumed that status in you, the power that be that is seeking to hold you down loses grip even now. So you now become a miracle. In the name of Jesus. That's how it works. It's a covenant thing we are dealing with here. Not the covenant that one Baba did something. We're talking of the blood of Jesus. Okay, my scripture. Praise God. The Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 16. I'll take it from verse 5. I'll read quickly. For someone here, this is a definite instruction. You will hear clearly what to do. Yeah. Believe in me. And it will begin from this service. I mean, you begin to have an idea. So this, now I conclude. Now I can conclude. I'm not going to vacillate between two opinions anymore. I know that this is what God is asking me. Hallelujah. From verse 5. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Who forgot? What did they forget? Hallelujah. Hello. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because you have brought no bread? Maybe I should stop here for a brief moment. Okay, let me read all. Do you not understand or neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000? And how many baskets you took up? Neither the 7 loaves, that's right, of the 4,000, and how many baskets you took up? How is it that you do not understand that I speak it not to you concerning bread? That you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. That's where I want to stop. Praise the Lord. You see, it's a month of supernatural harvest. It's a year of supernatural harvest. Glory be to God in the highest. The harvesting mindset does not function in the natural mindset, particularly when it is supernatural. Or let me put it this way. The harvesting mindset always anticipates and expects to get something from what you have planted. For the harvesting mindset, if you didn't plant, you won't get. So you always anticipate where you're going, what you are getting. So in other words, come on, church, are you here with me? I can, by the grace of God, begin to harvest from every mind here today. You say, what do you mean? Is it because you have planted? No. When I say harvest, not my harvest, getting them to harvest what? You say what? What you are thinking. Your predominant thought this morning, if you don't change it, if it's negative, may produce for you. Maybe go a little further. What you are thinking this morning may become the result. Rather, we even become the result that you will get. So, if you don't want certain things, don't think in that direction. He says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. They said, they didn't even say, they reasoned among themselves, man, wow, you see, this is bread we forgot. You see, we forgot to bring bread. You see. But he wasn't talking of bread. They reasoned their mindset. All they were thinking was mundane bread. Jesus was saying something that will produce all the bread that you will ever eat in your lifetime. Supernatural bread. They were busy bringing it down. And for information, after he dealt with that, he went to something more interesting. If you read the next verse, it says, what do men say that I am? So let me hear how you are thinking again. Hello? Is somebody here with me? He was talking teachings. He was talking doctrines. He was talking their philosophy of life. They were thinking bread. And that's what you see with the natural man. He's driven by needs. If I'll quickly remind you, when Jesus led to the wilderness, fasting, became very hungry and famished, as it were, the devil came and said, but you know who you are. Haven't you just been told that you are the Son of God? Which, of course, was true. God himself said, I am the Son of God. Yeah. He said, hey, then don't stone to bread. That's simple. You know why he was trying to get him to think bread? He was trying to get him to think of what he lacks, what he doesn't have. Let that become your predominant thought. In which case, you color everything in your life by the fact that I don't have bread. 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 So more important things will come. Bread, bread, bread. Oh, I'm not married. I'm not married. I'm not married. Hey, this year is going. This year is going. Again, married, married. Everything anybody says, every service you go, everything. Marriage. I don't know why. See, here he's talking about me again. Just smiling. See, they're laughing at me. Because every of your thought, that's it. Even if somebody is coming to you that I want to marry you, you are rejecting them from afar. You see, it's like making a mockery of me. Because that's your mindset! Maybe I should leave the rest for you to go and reason out. You see, nobody likes me. They laughed at me. The day God is sending somebody that is coming to make you a king appears, you will say, look at him, he's laughing at me. You will attack him before he comes. That's not your portion. In the name of Jesus. Hello. And see how Jesus answered. He said, because when he perceived it, he said, oh ye of little faith. So it was a faith problem. I feel the fire. It was a faith problem. He said, what do you mean? Hey, you were working with the master. And if you follow the context, right before your eyes, a little boy's food, 5 small loaves, he used it to feed 5,000 men, excluding children and women. You were there. You were the ones that served them. All of you brought the loaves to me, and I prayed, and I gave them back to you. You fed them. How many baskets did you pick? 12 extra baskets. How come you are thinking there is no bread? So you are beginning to assume that when the bread is for you, I can't do it. This is what Jesus said. Oh, ye of little faith. Why reason ye? So the problem is, when you begin to rationalize what God has said and done, you miss it. That's why it's not so much your intellect, your natural experiences. No. It is the word of God. And where reasoning is the main thrust, the result is fear and doubt. The enemies of faith, the enemies of the word of God coming alive in the life of men. It says, the word of faith which you preach is nigh thee. Come on. Romans chapter 10. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. If you will believe with your heart and say with your mouth. He said, this kind of faith does not begin to say, who will descend into hell to go and bring Jesus up? Who will go into heaven and go and bring him? That's reasoning. But he believes and he says, I feel the fire. It says, because with the heart man believes and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm saying this to say that your harvest is sure. In the name of Jesus. And it's going to be supernatural. Glory be to God in the highest. Allow God to be God in your life and in your situation. Stop thinking. Stop reasoning. It says, how many of you by worrying, Matthew chapter 6, can add a cubit to your lifespan or to your height. Instead, it destroys life. It destroys your height. Your stately height will become shriveled. God forbid. In Jesus' name. Leave the worrying aspect. Let God be God in that situation. And let's see whether I will fail. I feel the fire again. I can almost go out where I go and shake somebody with this hand. God, I feel it's you. Can you see that in Christ Jesus, you can never be stranded? In the name of Jesus. You can't understand that. But you've got to see it to believe it. And once you believe it, it stirs up hope in you. Glory be to God in the highest. Do you not understand? Neither remember. How come you forget so quickly? It is when we forget that we begin to reason and worry. God did it through me right before you. 5,000, 7,000. Oh, you have little faith. Praise the Lord. I think that's the much I would take. Then they understood. Then they knew that he was talking about He wasn't talking about ordinary bread. He was talking about teachings, doctrines that will produce every bread that you need. Glory be to God in the highest. So is it your year of supernatural harvest? Oh, has God gone to sleep? Come on, talk to me. Okay, maybe he has forgotten that he promised you. So God is not a man that he should lie. So if anybody forgets, it's you, just like they forgot. I think it's time to celebrate. You see why we can boldly say that God is our helper. And we are not afraid what man can do. If he did not withhold his only begotten son, what makes you think that he will not answer you? He will not freely give you all things. All things. Glory be to God in the highest. Somebody's testimony is not next year. In the name of Jesus. It is next week. I say in the name of Jesus, it is next week. I say in Jesus' name, it is next week. In the name of Jesus, it is next week. 11th hour miracle in the name of Jesus. It is next week. In the name of Jesus. You say, why are you so sure? Because now you are going to change what the devil is making you think of this. Yeah, you are changing it straight away. And the anointing will destroy the yoke. In the name of Jesus. Not next year. Next week in the name of Jesus. You see, I want. Because you can decide. Come. Yeah. You may decide. Ah. Kosi, 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 kosi. Kilonjabe. Kilonjabe. When God has finished up the work, kosi, kosi, kilonjabe. I think you should change saying it. Say, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are pure, that does not mean that you are not sin. Good reports. He said, these are the things that you should be saying. Because that's what you are thinking. Why are you thinking? Because he has finished his work. All that pertains to life and godliness. So your language has changed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. You say why? We are talking the word of God. It's the spirit and life. Now let me remind you where all this is coming from. Power mighty in the blood. You know why? Because we are walking covenant. We are living the life of covenant. So everything we have shared, why? Why? You say, why are you thinking this way? No, no, no. Because in the covenant there is adequate provision. What I said in Yoruba, I said the blood of Jesus has concluded the matter. He's finished the work. Woo-hoo. Hallelujah. That's why you walk in victory. That's why you walk in favor. That's why your heads are lifted up. That's why there is healing for your body. Salvation for your soul. Joy in your heart. Hallelujah. That's why nothing can separate from the love of Christ Jesus. The blood of Jesus. You may be seated briefly. Hallelujah. You will finish this year in flying colors. Unusual victory in the name of Jesus. You finish celebrating. You finish it celebrating God in Jesus' name. In way and manner that even the world will quiver. In the name of Jesus. I say, at the end of the year, nothing missing. In the name of Jesus. Nothing broken. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus will perfect it. Anywhere the devil is planning against you right now, in the name of Jesus, against us, against me, against you, against this congregation, against your home, against your marriage, I say, let the blood of Jesus destroy that camp in Jesus' name. I release the fire of God to consume in the name of Jesus. Destroy their foundations in the name of Jesus. I said, those who are incensed against you are in trouble. Their peace is removed. In the name of Jesus. If they repent, they will celebrate with you. People will celebrate with them. If they don't repent, it will become history. I say, in the name of Jesus. Because the blood of Jesus has finished the work. You can never be stranded. In the name of Jesus. I say, oh, your dreams for this year will be surpassed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Why? Because you walk the covenant walk. You're a covenant child of God. It has been settled. It is finished. In the name of Jesus. Peace in your home. Peace in your life. Peace in the lives of your children. I say your endeavors will be known by peace, prosperity, progress. In the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Well with your household. Well with your ministry. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.